Hi there, welcome back to my podcast. And today's topic is importance of personal branding during an interview. I'm sure you know who Jeff Bezos is. He's the founder of Amazon. And once he had said, your personal brand is what other people say about you when you are not in the room. So true, isn't it? Personal branding is extremely important in given today's competitive world. So let's focus how we can do that. There is no room for error if you want to stand out in an interview. And I truly believe in this. Your personal brand is a vivid indication of the best you have to offer. The performance, contributions and value your next employer can expect from you. Branding in resumes influences hiring decision makers, reviewing them to consider the candidate and can compel them to feel they must meet that person. The best way to land your next great career opportunity is through personal branding. Successful job search is all about differentiation. When you clearly stand apart and above others competing for the same jobs, you generate interest and are much more likely to land interviews. Personal branding makes this happen. Trust me on that. Showcasing your personal brand attributes in your resume, your vitality, unique values, strength of character, and passions about your work. Your branded resume helps them quickly evaluate you and essentially make it easier for them to determine whether to select you for interviewing or no. So during interviews, reinforce and support your brand. I'm going to talk about several gateways on how you could start building your personal brand or elevate your existing personal brand to new heights. So let's get started. Define your career goals clearly. This is the topmost important. You cannot begin your journey unless you know where you're headed for. Defining your goals, both short and long term, are extremely important. 2. Identify your strengths and weaknesses. Before selling yourself to any employer, you need to find out your strengths and weaknesses. Take your time to contemplate on this, and you can do this by asking for insights from people who know you professionally too. This strategy will help you arrive at a more realistic assessment about yourself so you can quick fix certain areas that need improvement. 3. Use social media like LinkedIn to establish your online presence. You can use this platform to promote yourself to the potential future employers. Be yourself and fill your profile page with positive posts that accurately represent your personality and expertise. 4. Participate in other communities and groups other than your own industry. This is another important aspect. Demonstrating your expertise in the industry is not enough to secure a job offer. Today, networking with who's who in the industry is more important than ever before. You need to exemplify your engagement efforts with communities and groups, part of a chosen industry network. So look for groups on social media that meet your interest and expertise standards, while finding out ways and approaches to engage with them for sharing knowledge and building connections with other professionals. Harnessing technology platforms or using internet, individual employers can access abundant information available easily, including your personal and professional information. Online personal branding becomes increasingly important for job hunters who want to increase their personal bargaining power to clinch the best job offers. So while this process takes consistent hard work and strong commitment to work ethics, a solid personal brand online will only help you leverage on your experiences to get selected for the perfect roles, work for reputed brands, and get noticed by many other fellow colleagues in the industry network. So my dear friends, personal branding is very, very important. So to know more, follow our series Classroom to Boardroom and do follow us on Instagram Interview Cracker for you. So this is Ashwini Dasgupta, your personal development and NLP trainer, signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.